Haynes, that's great.
I come through, buddy. My dad was a skater at one point in his life, too. That's funny. I really enjoy it. It's a free sport. You can glide and skate. Make sure your skates are too tight, though. It's not pressure and it's bulging up. It's athlete's foot. You don't want that. Have a good time skating.
Although hockey is a team sport, there's not a better feeling in the world than taking the puck on a breakaway and going one-on-one with the goalie.
Oh man, hockey's the thing. It's like catch a wave, dude, and get on the skates.
Shock-a-bra,
dude. Skating. It's my life, man.
One thing about me, I play my best when there's an audience.
Yeah, he was the greatest. Hat-tricks. All the time. Hat-tricks. Me, like an idiot, screaming and yelling with every single other mother. Right, Cora? Do you remember that?
We play hockey. Ice hockey. We're here to see Corey Haynes, the Haynester. Yeah, so.
Like anything else in life, we're always performing. When I play hockey, the rink is my stage.
I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do that. So yeah, I really need to see.
Yeah,
that's
speed.
Yeah.
Really?
Nobody even looked at it.
Hi. This one over here.
You're right.
My dad was my first and only coach. It started in the backyard, and soon the little league field. Keep your eye on the ball, my dad used to say. That's exactly what I did.
Hello. Sorry, Mike.
Perfect.
Yeah.
baseball. It's all about hand-eye coordination. You step up to the plate, concentrate on the ball.
Put the bars on first.
Feel the power.
Here it comes.
Make the connection. Tennis is a great one-on-one sport. Like hockey and baseball, it takes total concentration. I love the overhead smash and coming to the net, putting the ball away.
Pretty good.
That's why I
his name is Becker. Yeah, Becker. That's what it is.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, you want to touch up? Okay. Oh. No.
Man next to me, sitting in my seat, trying to entertain you people by making the sound work. What's happening here is there's a camera tied to my car, little tricks of LA, and, you know, it's the movie business.
In Los Angeles, most people hate driving. But when I'm all by myself with the top down, it's relaxing. It allows me to clear my mind. There's so many beautiful sights to see in LA. I have a lot of special places that I go where I can look down at the city. It has an incredible view. It's a great inspiration. Besides, I like to drive.
Say thank you for joining me.
Paul Mitchell. Smells like what? Zeus! Come here. This is Zeus.
Speak.
There you go. Oh. Zeus. I couldn't see his face.
Oh, little.
Let's go.
Please see the face.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, here we are back at my house. Go to the dining room, get my makeup done. Let's see, we played baseball today. From the baseball, did a little driving. My car, from the car, play some tennis with some guy named Shane. He's pretty good. He was actually very good. Then took a little dip in my pool, me and my duck. And now I think we're just basically going to be sitting on the couch and talking about something. So tune in next time. Same place, same hang channel. Right here. Thank you. Yeah, you ready? Yeah.
Speed.
Action. Come on in.
What's up? Hello? Well, as far as my fans out there being in, like, help Corey, you know, where's our Corey, and, you know, the whole misconception thing from the people out there, you know, they have every right to feel the way they do, and things are great with me. As you see, I'm very in good shape now, and on the ball, things are happening. Well, you know, I've had a lot of favorite films I've done, but I think Lost Boys is still there. I had a lot of, there was a big prop room and water guns. It was just a fun atmosphere. The direction in my life right now that I'm trying to, proceed with in the business is gradually from being the little boy from the younger, you know, brother, trying to get to be the older brother or the only brother. is there someone I look up to? I look up to John Ritter, just because he's, a physical comedian, and I enjoy that.
My man through his company, Jack Tripper! Furley!
Good boy.
Ready?
Yeah. I'm trying to get in the habit of, you know, picking up a book, learning how to write my feelings down. Not my feelings, but my thoughts about things. And hopefully I'll be moving towards the writing and directing thing soon. As far as being into the musical part of things, I'll slap the headphones on once in a while and dibble dabble at the keyboards, make some drum effects, things like that. As far as what I really like in today's music, I'm into that Japanese funk, that pop funk, I think Prince is the future, a lot of other things. I'm just really into that funky hip pop jam thing.
So what happened?
I think that we were all born with a certain inner rhythm.
So what happened?
Hearing a certain song can remind you of a time or event in your life that is special. Music is an expression that I can't live without.
Yeah, yeah!
Out of my way, boy!
Eat it!
Where's my robot, you know?
Play the hell machine, boy.
Play what?
The hell machine. Get your ice cream.
I'm all set to go.
How many you got, bro?
Huh?
You got enough,
bro? Oh, yeah, I got plenty.
Fashion is a statement.
Hey, say something, Corey.
Hello. Ba ba ba.
You on you? Hey, boy.
Stand by, Corey. Corey, you ready?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Quiet.
And action.
I'd have to say the way I'm feeling nowadays would probably be intense, powerful.
Okay. The way I dress is the way of feeling my mood.
Corey, everywhere.
Yes.
You are what you wear. I wear something different every day.
I think maybe 10 years from now, I'm hopefully gonna be in like Tahiti or something, kicking back like in my huge mansion if everything goes right. It's all up to me. Just watching the dolphins and the porpoises and the sharks and the little seahorses and all that fun stuff go by in a whole different country while things are happening back here.
Writing? Yeah.
The clothes I wear make me feel confident. You don't have to spend a lot of money to create your own style.
Yeah, boys. Cool. Ready?
We're born ready, all of us.
Try, please. Yeah. Boys. Yeah. Yeah.
What does kissing really mean to me? To me, if you feel when you kiss a girl that certain feeling of all those dolphins like swimming through your bloodstream and you get those good tingles inside your stomach, I don't think there's anything better than kissing, because it basically comes to, I guess, the word love. I guess that what it's all about. Yeah, if I had a special kind of a message to say to my fans, probably be stay on course. You know, it's a hard, there's so many obstacles in life, and just, you know, it might hurt, you might feel great one minute, you know, there's a lot of feelings while you're growing up, there's a lot of questions you have while you're growing up, and if you take things slow, everything will be answered, and everything should work out fine as long as you keep in touch with yourself. Probably the day where I was, well, if I can live one, if I can live a day over again, which was the question, which day would it be? I had a stuffed animal that a week before I was born, my mom and dad got me. His name is Sam. He was this little yellow dog. I brought him to school with me. He was my security blanket, except he was a little stuffed animal. I did my this movie, I think my fourth or fifth movie with Liza Minnelli, A Time to Live, and the maid, I forgot him on my bed where I was sleeping, the maid just took the blankets and my dog and kind of put him in the wash and evaporated or something like that, so I would relive that day. Very special animal, very special friend, and I'm really...
Isn't that the shirt? We'll get
some
pins.
What kind of question was that?
It's hooked to the,
Hi, I'm Corey Haim. I'm 17 years old and I'm from Toronto, Canada. I'm currently living with my mother Judy in Los Angeles, California. My dad, he still lives in Montreal, Canada, and my sister, she still lives in Toronto, Canada, where she's going to school. I've been in the movie business ever since I've been 10 years old. You might have seen me in my first movie debut with Terry Garr, Firstborn. Or you might have seen me as that adorable nerd, Lucas. Or more recently, I portrayed Diane Wiest's youngest son in the vampire thriller, The Lost Boys. Or of course, as Corey Feldman's best friend in License to Drive. Growing up on movie sets has its ups and its downs. I mean, sure, it's great. You get lots of attention, only 3 hours a day of school, there's makeup and wardrobe, movie premieres, limousines. It all sounds like fun. But when you're 12 or 13 years old, you're very, very impressionable. And I know it's easy to get off track. Some of you, like me, don't have both mom and dads to bring you up. I mean, let's face it, it's tough being a kid. So be smart. Don't get messed up. Stay in school, be anybody you want to be. Thanks.
I like it. That's nice. Perfect. Very good.
I think one of the moments in my life that I remember, I guess that kind of made me sense that first step to towards the film industry was probably in Toronto, Canada, after after I did a little TV series called The Edison Twins. It was funny because I did two commercials after I did a TV series, and I think the second commercial, when I was standing outside in like 20 below zero weather, snow everywhere, a cap on, a newspaper thing, standing in front of a big old abandoned furniture store, and all I had to say was extra, extra, furniture bankruptcy, read all about it, and I was so cold, and I think it was a director that said, you're great, and someday, you know, I think you're gonna go places. I don't remember his name or anything, but I think that was the first moment of impact for me, where I really felt something.
Thank you.
Is that it? All right, it's a wrap. Looking at some Hawaii chick. Hello, honey.